Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the money was fake. Spewing out of it fake. So please, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Native Path, and I will talk about them a little bit. I love coming down to Newport, the Dory, fish market early. Everything's sold out. I'm here super early. The street fair is not even set up yet. That's how early I am. And they sold out early. So let's get right into it. You know, one thing that we've preached over and over again is to make sure you're prepared and to make sure you have money in your house for a rainy day or if something happens. Well, the poor people in Providence, Kentucky, went to the ATM at Independence Bank and got a little cash on Labor Day weekend, a couple weekends ago. And the $100 bills that came out of the machine were fake. What? How, were they counterfeit? No, they were prop money. Now here's the thing, prop money is money that's printed that says, not in God we trust, not United States of America. It says, for motion picture use only. And it looks pretty real. You can buy this. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on the website. I did a simple search this morning and found that you could buy $100,000 of this money for $254. Seems kind of high to me, but it's fake money. But this is what they call aged money. So it looks like real $100 bills. It fans. Let me show you this stuff. The stacks look real. The bands look real. And to the layman, if you just saw this, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's a stack of $10,000. So it looks like real cash. Now, Independence Bank, people, you know, they were contacted and they said, oh, we have nothing to do with this. We have a vendor that handles servicing our ATMs. They're responsible for this. So here's the question. Who switched out the money? Who put fake money in the ATM? Now, guys, nobody expects to go to an ATM, have it work, and get fake cash. Let's face it. I'm not even going to be able to explain that to anybody. But the point is that these poor people on a holiday weekend tried to go out and spend the money, and what is this? It's a joke, right? Now, here's the thing. This stuff looks real, and it's gotten better and better and better. The paper quality's gotten better, and there's an infamous story during the filming of Goodfellas when Jimmy Conway, who was Robert De Niro's character, walks into the casino when he gets introduced in the film, and he starts throwing tips around, $50 bills and cash around to everybody, and they gave him fake money back then. This was the movie came out in 90. It was 1989 when they filmed it. And he comes out and he's like, I hate this. I don't like the way this feels. Okay. So Robert De Niro goes out and says, we got to do something about this money. It just doesn't feel right. I don't feel good holding it. So one of the crew said, I have a lot of cash at my house. Now, this is 1989. I have $8,000 in cash. They go, bring it. So they had a deal with Martin Scorsese on the picture, and you can look this up because it's kind of an interesting, fun movie fact, where he brought in the $8,000 and they filmed the scenes and they would do it multiple times, different takes, sliding the money in the guy's pocket, all that stuff. And then before they would let anybody go on break or leave, they counted all the cash, set it on the table, and said, okay, the $8,000's back. And they did that multiple times over the course of a couple days, filming those scenes. But the point is that movie money's gotten better. Now, the movie money, now, imagine getting that out of your ATM. I'm telling you guys, something is a myth. I mean, did they exchange money at the vendor? That's the thing we can't get. This made the local Kentucky newscast, and I have all that below for you if you want to watch that. But you know, you're sitting there thinking you're getting this real cash and you're not. So once again, make sure you have money for a rainy day. Make sure you are prepared for a rainy day in case anything happens. I think it's funny that that the bank really didn't have an explanation other than we have a vendor that does this. And the vendor is responsible for making sure that the ATMs are loaded with cash. Okay, well, they have insurance. And the problem has been fixed, they said. So, what would you do if you got fake cash? I think that would be a great question. And I think it's funny because so much of it came out. 13 customers got the fake cash. Some people took $200 out and they gave them $100 bills. And some people took much more out, depending on that. But everybody was made whole. Everybody got their money back. And I think it's terrible that that guy got up. So anyways, kind of interesting, kind of funny story. And I was at the fish market. A local contractor was out here, and he was talking about the problems that they're having right now with the homeless out here. And he said, you know, Dan, it's just getting worse and worse and worse because they're giving these people rights and telling them that that they can stay here and they can sleep on the sand. And here's the thing. These houses out here are worth an absolute fortune on the sand, okay? And this guy goes in and cleans them up and does different, you know, repairs that are basically cosmetic. Guy's standing up here in the water. And they've got people crapping, you know, in front of your house, sleeping on the sidewalk. And again, you want to go show the house. You want to bring people in. Come to Newport Beach. And you've got all these people, you know, look at the surf. You can get up and surf, honey. Every day, you can go spend $8 million in your house. And you can go surf every morning. But then you got the homeless people living in your front yard. So, man, oh, man, it's just getting crazier right now with this. This over here is very flat. People sit there and go, the waves aren't big. Okay, this is not Huntington Beach. It's not where they have the surf competition. Coastline is not straight, so it goes in and out. See, I've got areas that have better waves than others. This is just a nicer area. It's got, you know, I like the restaurants here better. I like just the clientele here better overall, other than the homeless chaps that like to hang out. But you can just see everybody how dead it is right now in the water. They're just sitting there waiting for the next wave. So, you know, it's getting worse right now with the crime. It's getting worse with, you know, our politicians not doing anything about this. And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the course of, you know, this year, the election, everything that's happening. Because I think as far as this state, you haven't seen anything yet. I think it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Let's talk about our sponsor, Native Path. You know, so many people suffer from pain every day. And you can take things that will mask it, like ibuprofen. But what you need to do is you need to deal with the problem, which is inflammation. There is a solution to inflammation, and they say it's omega-3 fatty acids. A lot of research has been done on this. And Native Path is a product that can help you with this. It's very inexpensive compared to ibuprofen. And if you go to getnativepath.com/Dan, you can see how inexpensive Native Path is, and you can get it for as little as $26 a bottle. So, you know, think about this. Blood clots, stroke, heart disease, kidney failure. This is all the warning signs that we have on an ibuprofen bottle that nobody sits there and goes, hey, this could happen. Yes. And the older we get, we're not supposed to take ibuprofen. So get yourself some Native Path. So many of you have ordered it, and I'm glad that they're back as a sponsor. But check it out today, guys. Do something about this and work on your pain. Get Native Path today. Go to getnativepath.com/Dan. The best place to do it is use the link below. Check it out today. Globally, we're all living through this economy. And you can sit there and say, oh, we're not in a recession. This is much worse, guys. It really is. And one thing that was sent to me that I really liked was 5 warning signs of a recession and why we're heading into it. Now, here's the thing. They all come from employment, especially here in the States. The thing that you have to look at, the first one, is the fact that there are declining job openings. We've seen the layoffs. You've seen all the problems with that. But you've got the declining job numbers. Think about this. There are only 7 million jobs being offered right now. A lot of those are government jobs. And it went down from the end of 2022, where we had 12 million jobs being offered. Oh, okay, 12 minus 7. Okay, exactly. Now, the next thing is it goes to the Fed's composite, you know, again, job market composite, which is off. And again, you know, when you look at potential for the amount of jobs out there and you look at the number of full-time jobs, it's less. Once again, I keep referring to my son. My son and his buddy, they got their apartment, they're living the dream, but he'd work 19 jobs if he could just to pay his rent, which is fine. They're just having a good time. And oh my gosh, I'm serving here 2 days a week. I'm gonna go interview at that high-end steakhouse. I'm interviewing for a regular job, but he'll do anything right now just to pay his rent and get by, which is how it should be. But if he had any other responsibility like a car payment, kids, or anything like that, he'd be doomed. He'd be doomed. We talked about that. So, you know, change in employment level. A lot of people are unemployed right now, and you're seeing this go up. I do not believe the 4% figure. I think it's more like 15. I really do. I really, really do. Because there are so many people that just are not working right now, and nobody wants to look at that. And finally, you know, Bank of America showing the decline in private job growth. Companies are getting by with less. As I was driving back in from Las Vegas, I stopped to get Rosie some puppy patties at one place, and it was Freddy's in Barstow, California, and they do a pup cup and all this stuff whenever they see the dogs. They're always nice. But they're like, hi, you know, there was one person at the window, a person waiting to order, and it was taking about 10 minutes. And I was on the phone. Finally, I'm like, why is this taking so long? And I honked my horn. Like, do they know that this guy's sitting there? And then when I got to the window, they said, listen, we are short-staffed. And if it's going to be a problem, your order is going to take 10 to 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Again, I was on the phone, so it was like fine. But they had 4 people working in this entire restaurant. And how can you do that? Now, again, Barstow, California, for those of you that know it, it's a quarter mile from the sun. It's, you know, in the middle of hell when it comes to the desert, and there's nothing out there. So, again, you've seen Doug, my foreclosure buddy. Every time he does foreclosures from Vegas, he's posting Barstow. So that just tells you how bad the economy is. But that's a real problem with it out there. But you can't get people to work in the fast food joints right now.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Enjoy. Here we
go.
I always like stats and things like this. There is a barbecue chain called Dickie's, which I have never been a fan of. There used to be one in my, you know, city, and I hated it because when you go to order barbecue, they weigh everything. The guy has gloves on, cuts it, and then weighs your portions. That's 4 ounces of meat there, sir. Okay, it's, you know, it's nothing. And they just announced that they had a franchisee, Smoking Dutchman, out of Michigan, that has 4 locations, and they're going bankrupt. And they're not blaming employment, they're blaming the economy and the fact that people don't have money. Well, hey, let's go get a $35 barbecue meal. Huh? No. And again, when it's, you know, here's the thing. When you go to Texas, you've got barbecue place after barbecue place. I was there 3 years ago. It was amazing. But you go to certain places like Salt Lake, and it's just insane the quality of the food, and you're like, oh my God, I'm never gonna have better barbecue than this. Then you go down the street and there'll be some mom and pop joint that's just insane and it's great. You know, that's what people want. People want barbecue like that. But another franchisee with four locations that has spent millions of dollars to run his restaurants, they're done, finished. Great study. This is out of the UK. And I love stuff like this. How far does $100 go in the United States? State by state by state. State that it goes the least here, California, New York, and people would say, oh, you think $100 would go just as far everywhere? No, $100 is nothing anymore. It really isn't. It's not what it used to be. So, guys, you know, people don't have the money. Especially if you get a fake $100 bill out of an ATM, that's a problem. But waves are finally starting to roll in for these people.
Three? You mean three?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Three.
Three big ones?
Yeah, three big ones.
Just a quick video this morning for you. And I love getting out early. I love starting my day early. And a couple things. Warren Buffett continues to sell Bank of America stock. He's over $7 billion right now. $7 billion in that stock has been unloaded over the last 90 days, guys. Hello. We haven't seen anything yet. That's just what he's reporting. He could have sold, you know, another $1 billion and hasn't been reported yet in one of his filings. Somebody also was a huge shareholder of Berkshire Hathaway. They just unloaded almost $200 million worth of their stock, too. Final story. Remember FTX, the crypto exchange? Sam Bankman-Fried got convicted. Certain people stepped forward. Well, his hot girlfriend, Carolyn Ellison, remember her? God, what a looker. Anyways, she filed with the courts because she has a hearing for her sentencing on the 24th of this month, and she wants no jail time. She perpetrated billions of dollars in fraud. They knew it was fake. If you saw any of the interviews earlier, she talked about how math wasn't really important in her job and the fact that they were, you know, it was just no big deal, but they didn't own the Bitcoin that they bought. Think about this one thing. Forget about all the other fraud. Think about this one fraud. The Bitcoin that they said they purchased, most of it wasn't purchased. So they knew that this was a fraud. She knew that this was a fraud. Hey, I ratted out Sam. I, you know, testified for 3 days. That should get me no jail time. I should just get probation. No. Do something. Give her something. And it will be interesting to see what kind of free lunch she gets. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Join the email list, guys, because the email list is, we're going to have an email coming out this week, early this week. And also, we have our private channel, I Allegedly Live, and you can go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. So many of you have done it. It's great. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.